Today, we'd like to study the title of Broken My Covenant in Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 23. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, which I commanded your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do according to all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God. What are both the different thing and the same thing between the Old Testament covenant and the New Covenant? Question 2, in verse 14. So do not pray for these people, or lift up a cry or a prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry out to me because of their trouble. What is the status of their souls? Last question 3 in verse 19. But I was like a docile lamb brought to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised schemes against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be remembered no more. How can we do when we face persecution or even martyrdom during a ministry? Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, the word of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah of the priests, who were in Anatoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Josiah, the 15th good king of Judah, repaired the temple and found and studied the book of the law and destroyed all idols. In the 2 Kings chapter 22 and the 2 Chronicles chapter 34, but Josiah in disobedience took the army to fight against the Egyptians, and he was killed in battle. In 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verses 22 and 23. Then, after his death, his sons, 16th king Jehoahaz, 17th king Jehoiakim, and 19th king Zedekiah, his son, 18th king, his grandson, Jehoiachin, so took over Josiah's throne. But all were evil men who followed after the idols. They effort the Judah people or Israel people were driven out from the land of Israel and were scattered on the earth, called as 70 years captivity by Babylon. Then verse 1, verses 1 to 17 talk about broken my covenant, broken God's covenant, broken my covenant. Verses 18 to 23 regard persecuted Jeremiah for his ministry. Persecuted Jeremiah for his ministry. Then verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah. So Jeremiah, prophet, because a person who delivered the word of God is called as the prophet. So Jeremiah's family member is a priest, you know, family members. So he's played a role over a prophet role. So his hometown in Anatot, in the land of Benjamin. So Anatot is his hometown. Here the words of this covenant, here this covenant meaning old covenant. How about the difference between old covenant and new covenant? Old covenant depended upon their keeping the law. New covenant depend upon our faith. That's different. So God created man for fellowship and communion. The fellowship of God was existent upon man's obedience to God, but man disobeyed eating the tree of knowledge of good and evil forbidden by God. Man's fellowship with God was broken. So man committed sin because disobedience to God's commandment. But God still desired to have fellowship with man. So God set up laws about the blessing and curse through Moses, called as the Old Covenant, in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26-28. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today, do go after other gods, which you have not known. So the laws are also found in Leviticus chapter 26, Joshua chapter 8. So God set up two laws. One is the laws for blessing, the other one, the law for curse. So if you obey the law, you are blessed. If you disobey, you are cursed. But again, man failed. And the history of Israel showed the failure in keeping the covenant throughout the Old Testament. Although the laws are holy, good, and fair, because the law coming from God. God is good, God is holy, God is fair. So, therefore, God's word, that is law, also good, holy, fair, man, with his sinful nature, did not keep it. After the fall of Adam, so man's sinful nature did not keep it. Therefore, since God wants to have fellowship and communion with man, God had established a new covenant with man based upon what God had done through Jesus Christ, not upon what man would do. And now God requires that we believe on God's work through Jesus Christ. So today requires faith, belief. In order to have a fellowship, communion, or an intimate relationship with God. For example, how to keep his commandment in the Old Testament by man's doing. But how about in the New Covenant or New Testament? By the Spirit's doing through me. The Spirit's doing through me. John chapter 14, verses 16, 17, 21, and 16. And I will pray, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, God Father. He will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. So the Spirit may live with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because the Spirit dwells with you or abides in you, lives in you, and will be in you. So he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So in New Covenant, we cannot keep by ourselves, but by faith, the Spirit keep the commandment, God's commandment through me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, because no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by faith, who loved me and gave himself for me. But the Spirit's doing through me appears to third party, my doing, because anyone cannot see the Spirit, that is God. Although I can have an intimate relationship with God. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. This meaning, Lord spoke to Moses face to face, meaning intimately spoke. Then, and a man speaks to his friend, like as a man speaks to his friend. Then, verse 20, God said to Moses, you cannot see my face, because no man shall see me and live. So Moses also had a sinful nature coming from Adam. So Moses also cannot see, although Moses spoke to God face to face, intimately. Also, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10. But since then, there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. So knew intimately. So also Jesus said, John chapter 6, verse 46. Not that anyone has seen the Father. Not that anyone has seen God the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. So only Jesus Christ sees the Father. That's why we want to talk with God the Father only through Jesus Christ, because Jesus is with God. So here, before Adam's failure, Adam saw God at that time. But after the failure, no anyone can see God. So therefore, in the New Covenant or New Testament, the Christian spiritual doing through every Christian so appears ourself, our doing, because other people cannot see, nobody cannot see God, the Spirit. So that's a difference. So here, the same thing between New Covenant and the Old Covenant is God desires to have a fellowship, communion, or an intimate relationship with us. That's the same thing. But the different thing, Old Covenant, human doing, what depend upon what man would do. But New Covenant not depend upon God's work through Jesus Christ. So requires faith in Jesus. So if you believe in Jesus, the Spirit of God lives in you. He will teach you. He works through you. He can do everything. So now, the Spirit lives in you. So in that kind of context, so here, verse 2, hear the word of this covenant and speak to men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Here, basically, a certain kingdom of Judah, no northern kingdom of Israel, because the northern kingdom of Israel was already conquered by Assyria. So only the southern kingdom of Judah was alive. That's why here, speak to the man of Judah, southern nation, the inhabitant of Jerusalem, the capital city of a certain nation, and say to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant, this old covenant. When you break the law, you are cursed. So God, the law is fair, because if you keep the law, you are blessed. If you break the law, you are cursed. That's fair, you know, equal, you know, fair. So which I commanded your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do according to all that I command you. Hear all that I command you, not partial, all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God. Hear, if you care my commandment, you will be my people, I will be your God. This manifests fellowship, relationship, intimate relationship. So, Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 up to 40, Jesus said, what about all laws and prophets? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. So if you love God 100% and love your neighbors as yourself, you already established, fulfilled all the laws. That is a gospel relationship. Talking about second neighbor relationship. Also, among Christians, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, that which we meaning the John's disciples, Jesus' disciples, including John, we have seen and heard, we declare to you. Actually, they saw Jesus Christ declare. You, meaning the audience who are born again Christians, you also may have a fellowship with us. So among Christians, the fellowship together, truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So fellowship with God the Father, Son of God, and among Christians, born again Christians. That's a fellowship. That is God desires. God wants to have fellowship with us. So here then is verse 5, that I may establish the oath which I have sworn to your fathers. To oath is irrevocable, unilateral irrevocable promise, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, a canyon promised land, as it is this day. And I answered and said, so be it, Lord. So be it, Lord. In other words, amen. Or I agree with it. Then the Lord said to me, Jeremiah, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, capital city, saying, hear the words of this covenant, this old covenant, which meaning the law of a blessing, the law of a curse, and do them. For So old covenant is by man's doing, new covenant by spirit doing through man. James chapter 1 verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So here's the New Testament doers. So the spirit doing through me, doers. Then in verse 7, for I earnestly exhorted, or I earnestly protested. Probably Protestant coming from here, verse 7. I earnestly exhorted or protested your fathers in the day I brought them up out of the land of Egypt until this day. Rising early and exhorting or protesting, saying, obey my voice. Yet they did not obey. However, the Israelites did not obey or incline their ear. So did not hear over the word. But everyone followed the dictate or imagination of his evil heart. Therefore, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but which they have not done. So they did not keep the word. So verse 9, and the Lord said to me, Jeremiah, a conspiracy had been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities or the sins of their forefathers who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. This is called adultery, spiritual adultery, so idolatry, so spiritual adultery. So also this one is, another one is lewdness. That's all, you know, lewdness originally literally meaning sexual immorality, but this is lewdness is a spiritual immorality, which meaning they worship other gods than Jehovah God, the Father over Jesus Christ. So gone after other gods to serve them, the house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant. So broken God's covenant, which I made with their fathers. So here, they were many idols. About 10 years ago, it was discovered by archaeologists in the ancient city of David through extensive excavations that hundreds of little idols, stone and woods. Here, Jeremiah was speaking about the very idols. Verse 11, therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will surely bring calamity or disaster or evil on them, which they will not be able to escape. And though they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. They will be cursed. 70 years captivity as slaves by Babylon. I will not listen to them. That means beyond the time of repentance, the time was given by God for us to repent. That time was expired. Verse 12, then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods, idol gods, to whom they offer incense, but they will not or shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. Which when Babylon invaded into Judah, carried away residents, inhabitants, as slaves to foreign country. Verse 13, for according to the number of your cities, your gods. So there are a lot of idols, equal amounts, equal number to their cities. Also Judah, according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, You have set up altars. Altars too, so like in India or in Japan, even today in Japan, there are a lot of gods in India too. So set up altars to their shameful thing. Even altars to burn incense to Baal. So a lot of idols, God, but typical for idol God there. Baal is a typical idol God of knowledge. Baal, knowledge God. Molech, God over, is a fun. Molech is a fun God. Ashtoreth, the goddess over fertility or sex goddess. Mammon, the god of money. So that God. Here, Baal. So verse 14. So do not pray for these people. So God told to Jeremiah, don't pray for the Israel people. Why? Because God will not hear them. It is useless. So God told Jeremiah, do not pray three times. Not only this, chapter 7, verse 16, too. Therefore, do not pray for these people, nor lift up a cry or a prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. So your prayer is useless. Chapter 14, verse 11, too. Then the Lord said to me, Jeremiah, do not pray for these people, for their good. So God, I will not hear you. Or lift up a cry or a prayer for them. For or because I will not hear them in the time that they cry out to me because of their trouble. So this is a question. What was the state of their souls? The state of their souls not to be able to repent. So John chapter 12, verse 39. So not to able, they could not repent. Rather than they would not repent, could not. Here Jesus said, therefore they could not believe. Because Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn. So that I should heal them. So that kind of a situation, the time is because it is God's time to give up their souls or to expire the time of repentance and the time to make judgment against the sins. God is patient and love, but is not patient forever. Because our God is just or righteous, His time to make a judgment comes. So right now, so all unbelievers, only have a time to repent during their lives. But after their death, the judgment will come. So therefore, only this time. Or before Jesus Christ coming again in heaven. Verse 15, what has my beloved to do in my house, having done lewd deeds here, lewdness with many. So sexual immorality, but actually this means spiritual immorality, idol worshippers, with many. And the holy place, the meaning, the sacrifice of a peace offering. Peace offering is the concept they are taking sacrifice together. So where together meaning including God's people and God. That is New Testament today, like communion service. Communion service we are sharing together. So with among brothers and sisters and with God in that kind of sense. So sacrifice of peace offering that you call is a holy flesh, communion offering. They eat it and the fellowship with God. So, the Lutherness, another example, Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 8 to 9. The God said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, dig into the wall." And when I dug into the wall, there was a door. And God said to me, "Go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there." Abomination, hated thing. There is a lot of idols. Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. This is or lewdness or the lawlessness, violation of God's law, God's word. "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness,'" lawlessness, continued disobedience over God's word. Then here, verse 16, "The Lord called your name, green olive tree, lovely and of good fruit, with the noise of a great tumult." Originally, so good fruit, great tumult, tumult and great noise over invasion of Babylon. "He has kindled the fire on it." So the land caught the fire, and its branches are broken. So Israel was cut off from the olive tree. Romans chapter 11, verses 20. So, well said, because of unbelief, the Israelites were broken off. And you stand, you as a Gentile Christian, you stand by faith. Again, faith, new covenant, stand by faith. Do not be haughty or arrogant, but fear God. So, the book cover over continue in His goodness, published on October 12th. The book cover is olive branches and olive tree. Two. Verses 17. Yeah, verse 17. "For the Lord of hosts who planted you has pronounced doom." Doom means darkness or evil against you. So there will be judges or they will be punished for their spiritual adultery or idolatry. "For the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal." Baal is a primary, you know, idol god over knowledge. Verses 18 up to 23, persecuted Jeremiah for his ministry. "Now the Lord gave me knowledge of it." Here, gave me, gave Jeremiah knowledge of it. That's a gift. So gift of the word of knowledge, which is disclosed. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, the gift of the Spirit, one of them is the gift of the word of knowledge. So basically Jeremiah didn't know it, but God disclosed what your hometown people plot, you know, right here. "Because you showed me," God showed me their doings, their hometown family, "but I was like a docile lamb or a gentle lamb brought to the slaughter." Slaughter is basically a killing place, you know, the killers. "And I did not know." So Jeremiah did not know about his martyrdom, but God revealed that they had devised schemes against me. They were plotting to kill me for Jeremiah's prophecy ministry. Jeremiah prophesied to the minister, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living. So simply kill him, that his name may be remembered no more. So if we face persecution or martyrdom during our divine ministry, which means this ministry given by God, ordained by God, divine ministry, how can we do? Three options. Number one, we can do our service against it. We can fight against them, ourselves. We can fight them. That's the number one option. Number two, run away and hide ourselves. Run away and hide ourselves. Number three option, pray to God to handle it. Pray to God to handle it. So third option, the most effective way. Why? Because God is Almighty God. He knows everything. So we should ask God to handle them. So in this way, Jeremiah chose third option. So Jeremiah prayed God to handle. But O Lord of hosts, you who judge righteously, testing the reins or the minds and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have revealed my cause. Verse 21, 22, God's response to Jeremiah's prayer. Basically, he will destroy the plotters, the men of Anatoth, his hometown. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the men of Anatoth who seek your life, saying, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, lest you die by our hand. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will punish them, or I will handle them. The young men shall die by the sword. Their sons and their daughters shall die by famine or hunger. There shall be no remnant of them, for I will bring catastrophe or disaster or evil on the men of Anatoth, Jeremiah's hometown, even the year of their punishments. So God said, I will handle them. So let's see each question and answer. In verse 4, which I commanded your fathers in the day, I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do according to all that I command you, so shall you be my people, and I will be your God. What are both the different thing and the same thing between the old covenant and the new covenant? The different thing, old covenant depended upon what man would do. New covenant depended upon what God's work through Jesus Christ. That's the difference. So, old covenant require man's doing, but the new covenant require faith. Then the Spirit doing through you. So, what's the same thing? Same thing, God wants to have a fellowship, relationship, communion with his children, with us. That's always same, from beginning until now. Question 2 in verse 14. So do not pray for these people or lift up a cry or a prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry out to me because of their trouble. What is the status of their soul? Their souls not too able to repent. Why? Because the time of repentance expired. Also, this time, God's time to give up their souls and the time to make judgment. So our God is merciful, gracious, and love. Also, our God is righteous. So our God is not patient forever. So this time is the judgment time. So therefore, the Jeremiah intercession prayer is useless, ineffective. Question 3 in verse 19, but I would like a docile lamb brought to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised schemes against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be remembered no more. How can we do when you face persecution or even martyrdom during a ministry? That's the best way. Ask God to handle that. That is, God might give a direction. God give wisdom, you know, kind thing. That's the best way, as Jeremiah did so. Okay, let's just sing song all together, the bulletin, the song number